You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Me live in the booth, which is great. We've got Kim Morgan and Lexi Tomlinson from Hic Sunt Draconis Productions coming through to talk about their rendition of the show Neuro Spice Girls by Lizzie Tolmash. Okay, awesome. Kia ora to both of you. How are we?
Morena, wonderful. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm great. Yeah.
Nice. You'll know where to get to Radio 1, which is great. Because you've been on the program before.
Yes.
Repeat offenders.
Nice. Was it hard getting out of the bed this morning, or was it pretty easy?
We're working on a show I love, so it was kind of exciting to get up and go. My brain was already ticking over in the wee hours.
Good.
I'm also excited, but I did snooze a couple times.
Fair.
Very, very fair.
Yeah.
Everyone says that Monday's a slog, but I reckon Tuesday is the real slog, because there's no vibe to Tuesday, right?
Exactly. You can gear yourself up for Monday, but Tuesday's just the...
It's a ghost day. You're just dissociating the whole time. It's horrible. Now, in a metaphysical sense, I want to know what Spice Girl do you think that you are, respectively?
Ooh, we've actually been joking about if we came up with new spice names, and I would have to be Verbal Spice, because I am very, very verbal. So not the OG Spice, but a new generation of Spice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought long and hard about this one. Probably Forgetful Spice.
Yeah.
Like, I remember things, but it's like the stupid things that I forget. The like things that are like really basic and I should remember.
Yeah.
But if you ask me something like about... like a musical, I would know it. So
Selective memory.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good trait to have. Makes life more interesting.
Often, yeah.
You know? Now, Hic Sunt Draconis is a Latin term which means here be dragons.
Correct.
Which used to be on old European maps, and the dragons kind of stood for, you know, dangerous or unknown regions. Why is it the namesake of the production company?
So my husband Matthew and I started Hic Sunt Draconis last year, actually just next door. I can look at the venue at Tuhura Otago Museum. Our first production was Constellations in the foyer outside of the planetarium. Mm-hmm. And the reason we named it that is a former academic. I'm a bit cheeky. I love throwing Latin out every once in a while. But the idea is that the infrastructure of Dunedin Theatres is very transitional, to put it nicely. And after the closure of the Fortune, we still have spaces, but a lot of them are old, inaccessible. We're working with council to get new spaces, but those could be a decade away. Mm-hmm. So we made a vow to go off the map, beyond the usual theatres, just like you would find monsters or dragons in the borders of old maps, mm-hmm. and to create places that were non-traditional spaces and shape them for the needs of an individual play. So last year was the museum. This time, through the Dunedin Dream Brokerage, we have an awesome vacant building that we get the run of, so we get to make a really multi-layered space for people.
Awesome. Okay, that's great. I love that experimental edge, especially since, as you say, the theatre infrastructure here has been on the receding front, I guess you could say. A little bit.
We haven't had a new theatre built since about 1900, so we're a wee bit overdue for one.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I've got a quick question for you, Lexi. You're coming to the end of your Bachelor of Performing Arts. How did you get involved with Hic Sunt Draconis and this show?
Yeah, so... Actually, I've worked with Kim before for a couple shows, but it was actually my friend had tagged me in the auditions, basically being like, nudge, nudge, you do theatre, and I'm like a bit neurodivergent. And so he had commented that on the post about being like, we're looking for people to audition for this thing. And I wasn't kind of sure, and I didn't end up auditioning until I got asked by Kim. She said, hey, I've seen your friend has tagged you. would you be interested in doing something like this? And then I couldn't say no. But I'm so grateful that I did end up doing it, because already, even after just a week, it's holding a very special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. So, fantastic.
And we're getting some of the finer details about the show very soon. I want to talk about, I guess, a brief rundown of the show. As the name suggests, Neuro Spice Girls delves into the struggles of neurodivergent wahine, which is intriguing, as a lot of neurodivergence in women goes undiagnosed due to how studies about neurodivergence have been run by men for as long as they've been run. This production was created by Lizzie Tolmash. When did you all come across this play, and what was the initial reaction? Did you feel seen and have an immediate connection with this piece?
So I've actually known Lizzie for the better part of a decade. Mm. She and her husband David have Rollicking Entertainment, which does productions for children and adults all over the country. And we've been trying to work on a project, but honestly, this was a sheer fluke when someone at Play Market sent me the script saying, I think this is something you would like, and I had no idea that Lizzie had written this play. Mm-hmm. So I saw it, I started reading it, and it immediately connected with me. I made my husband sit down and read it, and we said, this is our next show. This is her very personal story of the last several years of coming to terms with neurodivergence, but also her entire life leading up to that point. But it's really special in that it also has a chorus of four other women who get to share and shape this story, and then in the end, step out and be fully themselves and tell a little bit of their story. So it's a very specific story, but it has universal resonance, and we just absolutely loved it. And we're really lucky we get to be the premier production of it. It's never had a full production before.
Awesome.
So we get the first one down here in Otapote, Dunedin. Mm.
Great, great. And for you, Lexi, what was your initial reaction when you came across this piece?
I got really emotional. It's very rare that I kind of come across art that like really hits me. And one of the previous ones was doing Spring Awakening, which was a musical that I absolutely loved. And so reading the script and instantly kind of feeling a connection and like feeling the power in the words. And specifically, it's so special as well because you get to see the writer herself tell her own story, if you come to watch.
Which you will.
And so then, yeah, reading it for the first time, I already got chills. And so, yeah, spending this week doing it was incredible.
Awesome. And what role do you play in the show?
A chorus member. We don't have necessarily a specific role itself, but the chorus all have different moments of coming out and adding to what Lizzie is building. But we're kind of basically there as a group, mm-hmm. Until the end, where we do come out and speak as ourselves.
Awesome.
Which is really cool.
Okay, well, so you speak as Lexi.
As Lexi, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, at the very end of the show, every one of us speak a truth about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's really vulnerable and it's really special. Yeah, and we speak fully as ourselves. I say, I'm Lexi, and I give my statement.
Yeah. Whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
Is it going to be the same every night?
Yeah.
Okay. We think it's live theater. You never know.
That's
it
cool.
Depends.
Now, I keep, and this kind of connects with some of the testimony that you've given, but I keep seeing audience testimony about people really connecting with this thing. I saw a video, I think maybe you or Lizzie posted, about how it spoke to people's souls. And I want to know, what are some of the behaviors or tendencies or experiences that this show portrays of feminine neurodivergence that makes people have these reactions?
I'll start off and then hand it off to Lexi. Neurospicy, if anyone doesn't know, and I think this audience probably will, it's a more contemporary term that is self-applied usually in online communities. It's a shorthand for saying that you are neurodivergent. And it's not universally embraced, but when it is self-applied, as it is by every member of our cast and every member of our production team, it's a wonderful shorthand and celebration of different ways of processing the world. So, not necessarily all depicted in this production, but as an umbrella term, it can cover OCD, bipolar, ADHD, ASD. There's a lot of different neurodivergences which can be wrapped under this umbrella term.
So what's ASD, sorry?
Autism spectrum.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so a lot of acronyms we're going through in here. And I think every one of us has seen part of ourselves in the script. The wonderful thing is reading it, and you hear people, oh God, as they start to see themselves in different moments. So it's not just one thing, it's all the things of being seen in this script.
Right.
Yeah, for me, I mean, when we were doing the first few read-throughs, I starred specific lines that I really was like, whoa. And again, kind of what Kim said is that, like, it's so beautifully crafted, where there's just specific moments that build, and you kind of, you're like, how does she know that's exactly how I feel? And so, yeah, I don't know. You'd have to come to watch it to experience it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's also really great as well, because although it's told specifically for the femme neurodivergent experience, it is so universal. And I think it does a good job at honouring that experience, but also saying that it's also a conversation for everyone.
Mm.
Yeah.
One of my favorite reactions on those collections, the Vox Pops that Lizzie has posted online, and you'll find for Hicksunt Dracones if you find us online, is a husband, probably in my age bracket, who said after the show, this was after the latest reading of it, that he looked at his wife and said, I think I understand you for the first time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just made my heart jump out of my chest.
Oh, that's really beautiful. You said that you're a chorus member, so I'm going to assume the show is a musical.
No. So I mean chorus as in Greek chorus.
Yes. What is that?
Well, Kim could probably explain it better, what a Greek chorus is.
Classical plays would only have one or two main characters, and then there would be a group of people, typically speaking in unison or in halves, backing them up. So this isn't that stodgy. Even though you're going to see one or two poses of classical statues, it's very modern, it's very now, and the women shift in and out of roles as needed to tell the story, and then, as Lexi said, they get to be completely themselves in the end. So we have everything from epic storytelling to a modern infomercial or a game show diagnosis, because it's so hard to get through the health system. Yeah. It's like being on American Ninja or something like that, all these ridiculous obstacles. So the chorus constantly shifts with Lizzie to help tell that story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so although it's not a musical, there are musical aspects through like very traditional chorus things where we're making sounds through our body or voice to back or add atmosphere to Lizzie. And there are a couple special moments where we do some singing as well.
Cool.
But it's not a musical. Yeah.
Right. Will you be singing Spice Girl songs?
At the end.
At the end.
There will be some recognizable Spice, all of which is now licensed. Thank you very much. But it's not a Spice Girls musical. But it is riffing on the iconicity of the Spice Girls, even if they're well before your time. People know the Spice Girls as 90s girl power pop, and when they see this title, the Neuro Spice Girls, they get the Neuro Spicy joke, the riff, but it also says something about Wahine Toa, these strong women stepping forward to tell their stories. And you mentioned earlier, there's been a tidal wave of diagnoses, late stage diagnoses in women, particularly ADHD, in the last 5 years or so. And Lizzie is part of that story and has just created this beautiful narrative that speaks to so many people.
That's a lot. That's awesome. That's beautiful. That's great. We are going to talk about the address for this production, because it's a little bit off the beaten path, as Hicksunt Dracones means. It's at 24 Folliol Street, which I've been informed before this interview used to be a hairdressing academy. It's no longer that. What about this location makes it worthy of a Hicksunt Dracones production? You know, is it acoustically treated?
It is an entire building, which through the Dunedin Dream Brokerage, which works with money from Dunedin City Council and landlords who have vacant spaces, they support dreamers and artists who want to do a project. So we have the run of this beautiful building that has lots of spaces, not just one, and that's really suitable to this show. There is a big room in the middle, which will be our auditorium, where we'll do the performance and also have something of an art gallery set up with ND-themed art. But we also have a room across the hall that's a chill-out room, and people are told right at the beginning, if any of this lands really hard, or depending on where you are on the ND spectrum, if you need to step out at any point, here's a quiet room you can go where no one's going to talk to you. You can sit and chill. There's another room that's the foyer. If you want to be verbal and engage with people, you can do that. It's got this wonderful variety of spaces spaces. And a key thing for us is it's accessible, which most Dunedin theaters aren't right now. So we have street to seat access. You can roll in, walk in from the street, up a ramped hallway with handrails, over the one step we've built a ramp over into a flat auditorium, accessible bathroom. Mm-hmm. It really makes it a lot more plausible for a variety of people to get to the theater. They're not climbing chairs and cramming into awkward seats.
Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, about accessibility, I was watching a really good YouTube video last night about good policy successes, and one of them is how often disabled bathrooms and so on and so forth are very visible, so that disabled people aren't invisibilized. They're brought front and center. You can't ignore them. They're here, and we accommodate for them because we need to. And I think that is a really awesome policy success. And Kapai on investigating that accessibility angle, because I think that's everywhere should be accessible for everyone.
Mm. Kia ora. You know. Agree.
And I think that does us for this corridor. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having us on.
I really appreciate it. Folks, if you want to go see Nero Spice Girls, it is showing at 24 Filial Street next Wednesday till Sunday the 27th. You can get your tickets from trybooking.com. Nina Brown from Critic is going to join us very shortly for Hot Off the Press at 10:30. Are there any final words you have, Kim and Lexi?
It's really special, and you should come.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss it. It's going to be one that people talk about for a good long while.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, here is the...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.